50th anniversary of the Golden Gate Bridge, one of the wonders of the modern world. The Golden Gate was the bridge they said couldn't be built. Spanning the gap in the California coast where the ocean surges into San Francisco Bay, this bridge took skill and ingenuity to build, as well as courage. Those who worked in driving limbs high above the turbulent waters faced danger beyond the usual risks of bridge work. Yet they met the challenge, giving the growing city of San Francisco its vital link to the northern mainland. The completion of the Golden Gate Bridge in 1937 was marked by festivities and pageants. To commemorate its 50th birthday, Tailspinners Theater of San Francisco is premiering a play based on the true story of Al Zampa, a steelworker who fell while building the bridge's south tower and lived to tell the tale. Hear now this radio adaptation of The Ace.
Wonderful feeling comes over you when you're working bridges. They're beautiful and scary. You've got to respect the bridge. Can't fool around. Used to call us skywalkers, bridge monkeys. There we were, climbing and running all over them cables, scot-free. Not tied to nothing, high up on our perch. Looking down, we'd see the whole damn world spread out in front of us. Sometimes we'd be working above the fog, looking like little black dots in the sky. Bridgemen are special folks. We had to have strength, fortitude, and be quick on our feet, like mountain goats. But what a bridgeman needs most is confidence, spelled with a capital C. We were men of steel. And all of us known all the time we was working on the greatest bridge of all times, one of the wonders of the world. Golden Gate Bridge. We didn't talk much about it, but we knew it. It bound us together like cables binding the bridge. Skybreakers.
Bolts out. Damn, I got a bad hole. I'm gonna need a drip bit. You idiot! Hit it like you live. Ease up. Remember your beater that went down the water this morning? Okay, him coming out. Okay, I got it. Rip it in.
Guys, not down there. Gonna dump the rig ahead.
One more rivet! Man, they're right on our tail. Want us to land them beams for you?
Yeah.
Signal the rig. Okay. No problem.
We sure was glad to have the job, then. Them was rough times. Depression days. Unemployment all over. People living on the streets. Men waiting on for jobs. Soup lines. I remember looking down from the tower and seeing hundreds of them.
Look at them down there, waiting for a job.
I can almost smell the cooking up here.
Yeah, steak and beans. Here we are, freezing our butts off, and they're warming themselves by that fire.
Yeah, but we've got jobs, and they're waiting.
We're waiting for one of us to quit or fall.
Monkeys up there.
Hey, your tails are slipping. One of you ought to quit. Give us a break. I'm getting tired of eating beans. Sure wish I could sink my teeth into a chewy piece of meat.
London Bridge is falling
the rest of that song?
My fair lady. My fair lady.
So Bill Lissonette, 36, made a half-inch vanilla rope. Cost a lot of bucks, too. $125,000. But that devil bridge took us still anyway. I seen the guys going down. Scaffolding fell into the net with them. Ripped it wide open. I seen them down there struggling in the debris. Rolling around like fish. And then the tide taking them out to sea. You get hallucinations up there. You think to yourself, if I fall, what do I do? Imagine yourself doubling up, grabbing onto something, clinging to steel. You're up there, 740 feet. The wind is raw, miserable, cold, penetrating through all your bones. You're not tied nothing, but you gotta move around. You can't afford to fear falling or slipping or getting hurt. You kind of put your fear to the side, look straight ahead. Hang on to your confidence, and you hang on tight. One Monday morning, I just started looking. The fog was real thick. I couldn't see further than my hand. I could hear the gulls squawking. I was getting ready to move the rig. In order to do that, I had to have one of them forebeams put in place. I come over to jack the stuff up, getting ready to move. Done it many times before, over and over again. Top cord, bottom cord, forebeams, strings. This time I was putting my foot on the string. It's quite a deep step. You gotta put your feet down straight, real straight. But I stepped out too far. Crooked. Began losing my balance. It was wet, slippery. I hit my heel and fell. Going down, I flipped three times and rolled around. I had no fear, though. Figured the net would catch me. I remember thinking I'd land on my feet, like on a trampoline. Like a clown you've seen in the circus. But I fell into that net and kept right on going. It stretched until the rock stopped this boat. Damn, it hurt. Pain shooting down my left leg like fiery snakes. Couldn't feel nothing down my right leg. I remember thinking, maybe this is it. Finito.
Local 377 at St. Mary's Hospital. Back broken, may die. Read all about it. X-3.
They put me in a body cast and I stayed in it for 12 weeks. When I got out of the hospital, I got $25 a week for the first 8 months and $12.50 a week for the next 8 months. Wasn't really enough to get by on, not even in those days. If it happened today, Flores would have made me a millionaire. Anyway, they finished that bridge without me. And when they cut the ribbon, they had some party. Whole town went crazy. Me, I didn't do no celebrating. That week, back in 1937, felt like something was missing. Something empty inside me. Soon as I could, I told Jake Townsend at Local 377 that I was ready and able to do what I was fit for doing. And he didn't argue with me. If he had any thoughts about me not being fit, he didn't say nothing. and I proved myself. Went on to build the Carquinez, the American, Colorado, Amarillo, and others. And the sons followed me, and even the grandson. But I tell you something, since I retired, I miss working in bridges. Hearing that wind blow, leaning into the wind, feeling it in your face. Not tied to nothing. A gang working close together, looking out for each other. And the young punks jumping around like mountain goats, putting no mind to fear. Your courage deep inside you like a tight bolt. There I was, close to heaven and close to hell. It was a good life. Oh, sure, I cursed that devil bridge sometimes, the lives it took, the damn cold. But mostly I think of the days I touched the sky and flew with them birds.